one of the returning figures in the movie is Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush as Captain Barbossa, the peg-legged pirate, as you'll recall, with the wavy locks. He also turns in a great performance in this movie. When we sat down and he remembered that I was from Chicago, remembered for me doing one of his, in fact, his Oscar-winning role in a movie that brought him here to Chicago.
I went there 20 years ago with Shine. We went to the Chicago Film Festival.
That's right.
And I got to go to the South Side to some amazing blues bar, because I'm old enough to remember South Side Johnny and the Aspirations.
Yeah, I am too. That's good that you got to enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people never leave within two blocks of their hotels and completely miss the whole essence of the city. Mm. It's got to feel like a really comfortable pair of shoes for you by now to step back into this role, I would think, right?
A shoe. One comfortable pair of shoes.
That's all right.
Sadly. Yes. If they keep going with this franchise, I hope I can continue to maintain the rest of my limbs. You just don't know. But it is. It's great. You know, it's not only the actor. I mean, Johnny, you know, the Barbossa and Jack conflict is kind of... It's just great to play, because we are... The writers keep coming up with the right arguments about... They both want to own the Black Pearl. We always think of her as the girlfriend we always wanted. Yeah. She's our childhood sweetheart. You know, and if Jack Sparrow at the beginning of the very first film, if I hadn't mutinied, he'd be a very happy existential pirate out on the seas with the Black Pearl, having a wonderful time. There'd be no conflict, there'd be no story.
Yeah. How do you describe that chemistry, I guess, with a particular actor? I have to think with Johnny Depp, you must see fireworks in his eyes, or it's something going on, right?
You know, in the very early days when we were talking about, you know, there was always the blight of there hadn't been a successful pirate, a populist pirate film since the early 1950s or something. And I think a lot of it had to do with how bold Johnny was in creating such a distinctive clown-come-hero pirate with all of the right ingredients, because he said, you know, they're drunk. They drink rum. The water's foul. They're in the sun all the time. And he came up with this idea of saying, you know, half my life's on land, half my life's on the sea. And it just appealed to his absurdist humor that his sea legs and his land legs never coordinate. And I think it's the originality of the character that made so welcoming to everyone. So it's nice for me as the older Robert Newton school of piracy acting to spar off that, you know.
Yeah. Why do you think that this genre, you know, went away and, you know, came back because of the success of this franchise? That you know, it's something that's so old school that seems to have caught back on again.
Well, I think this particular film, the technology's developed so much since we did the first film, and they really wanted very hallucinogenic, trippy landscapes around Javier Bardem's character and stuff. But I think this film's going to set a benchmark for the kind of imaginative use of CGI on... It's a groundbreaking event, what they've achieved. I sat there going, I love the Cecil B. DeMille Ten Commandments from the late 50s, and I still think it's magic. But what happens to the ocean in this story is out of this world.
Yeah, Oscar winner Jeffrey Rush talking about his Captain Barbossa character in Pirates of the Caribbean. Number one movie for the weekend.